The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 15, Text number 49, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 3rd, 2014, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kamam Bhava Sva Vijjanai Nirayeshu na stat cheta alivat yadi nu te padayo rameta vacha cha na tulasivat yadi te angri shobha puryeta te gunaganai yadi karna randra kamang vavasva rjinaya yeshan. Let's see, let me try a different tune. Kamang Kamang Bhavasva Vrijinair Nirayeshu Nastach.
Kamang Bhavasva Vrijinair Nirayeshu Nastach.
Cheto Livad Yadi Nute Padayo Rameta.
Cheto Livad Yadi Nute Padayo Rameta.
Vachastanastu Lasivad Yadi Tengri Shobha. Puryeta te gunaganair yadi karma rantra. Kamang bhavasva vrijinair nirayeshu nastach.
Kamang bhavasva vrijinair nirayeshu nastach.
Cheto livad yadi nute padayo rameta.
Cheto livad yadi nute padayo rameta.
Vachasnatastu lasivad yadi tengri shobha.
Vachasnatastu lasivad yadi tengri shobha.
Puryeta te gunaganair yadi karna rantra.
Puryeta te gunaganair yadi karna rantra.
Kamam.
Kamam.
As much as deserved.
Tanto como merezcamos.
So here's what we'll do. I'll say the English, and you can try to repeat the English, and then the Spanish.
Oh, first in English.
So I'll do the English, and you can try to repeat. That way you made me learn a little English. Bhava.
Bhava.
Birth.
Birth.
Svarijinai.
By our own
sinful activities.
By our own sinful activities.
Now the Spanish.
Por nuestras propias actividades pecaminosas.
Nireyeshu.
In low births.
En nacimientos bajos.
Na.
Na.
Our.
Our. Nuestro.
Stat.
Stat.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Que sea.
Cheta, minds,
minds, mentes,
mentes.
Alivat,
alivat,
like bees,
like bees, como abejas,
como abejas.
Yadi,
yadi,
if,
si,
si,
nu, maybe,
maybe,
quizás,
quizás.
Te,
te,
your,
your,
tus.
Padayo, at your lotus feet.
At your lotus feet. A tus pies de loto.
A tus pies de loto.
Rameta.
Rameta.
Are engaged.
Are engaged. Están ocupadas.
Están ocupadas.
Vacha.
Vacha.
Words.
Words. Palabras.
Palabras.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And. Y.
Na.
Na.
Our.
Our.
Nuestras.
Tulasivat.
Tulasivat.
Like the tulsi leaves.
Like the tulsi leaves. Como las hojas de tulasi.
Como las hojas de tulasi.
Yadi.
Yadi.
If.
If. Si.
Si. Si.
Te. Your.
Your. Tus.
Tus.
Angry.
Angry.
At your lotus feet.
At your lotus feet. A tus pies de loto.
Shobha, beautified.
Beautified,
Purieta, are filled.
Are filled.
Están llenos.
Te, your, gunaganai, by transcendental qualities.
Por cualidades trascendentales.
Por cualidades trascendentales.
Yadi.
Yadi.
If.
If. Si.
Si.
Karnarantra.
Karnarantra.
The holes of the ears.
The holes of the ears. Los orificios de los oídos.
Los orificios de los oídos.
Simon, read this English for the... This will be on the internet, so English-speaking people will be here also. Simon, will read the translation and purport. For them. Translation. O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in any hellish condition of life, just as long as our hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of your lotus feet. At the very end, you can do the translation. Our words are made beautiful by speaking of your activities, just as tulsi leaves are beautified when offered unto your lotus feet. And as long as our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities, purport. The four sages now offer their humility to the personality of Godhead. Because of their having been haughty in cursing two other devotees of the Lord, Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers who checked them from entering the Vaikuntha planet, were certainly offenders, but as Vaishnavas, the four sages should not have cursed them in anger. After the incident, they became conscious that they had done wrong by cursing the devotees of the Lord, and they prayed to the Lord that even in the hellish condition of their life, their minds might not be distracted from the engagement of service to the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Those who are devotees of the Lord are not afraid of any condition of life, provided there is constant engagement in the service of the Lord. It is said of the Narayana Pada, are those who are devotees in Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, na kutaschana bhibhyati, Bhagavatam 6:17-28. They are not afraid of entering a hellish condition, for since they are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, heaven or hell is the same for them. In material life, both heaven and hell are one and the same because they are material. In either place, there is no engagement in the Lord's service. Therefore, those who are engaged in the service of the Lord see no distinction between heaven and hell. It is only the materialists who prefer one to the other. These four devotees prayed to the Lord that although they might go to hell because they had cursed devotees, they might not forget the service of the Lord. The transcendental loving service of the Lord is performed in three ways, with the body, with the mind, and with words. Here the sages pray that their words may always be engaged in glorifying the Supreme Lord. One may speak very nicely with ornamental language, or one may be expert at controlled grammatical presentation. But if one's words are not engaged in the service of the Lord, they have no flavor and no actual use. The example is given here of tulsi leaves. The tulsi leaf is very useful even from the medicinal or antiseptic point of view. It is considered sacred and is offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. The tulsi leaf has numerous good qualities, but if it were not offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, the tulsi could not be of much importance or value. Similarly, one may speak very nicely from the rhetorical or grammatical point of view, which may be very much appreciated by a materialistic audience. But if one's words are not offered to the service of the Lord, they are useless. The holes of the ears are very small and can be filled with any insignificant sound. So how can they receive as great a vibration as the glorification of the Lord? The answer is that the holes of the ears are like the sky. As the sky can never be filled up, the quality of the ear is such that one may go on pouring in vibrations of various kinds, yet it is capable of receiving more and more vibrations. A devotee is not afraid of going to hell if he has the opportunity to hear the glories of the Lord constantly. And this is the advantage of chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One may be put in any condition, but God gives them the prerogative to chant Hare Krishna in any condition of life. If one goes on chanting, he will never be unhappy.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Gunun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine
So, in this material world, they make a distinction between heaven and hell. Nobody wants to live in hell. Everybody wants to live in heaven. But for the devotee, no se importante. He can live anywhere. He's in heaven, he's in heaven. Because he's chanting Hare Krishna. If he's in hell, he's also in heaven. If he's in hell, he's also in heaven. Because he's chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, it's better than heaven.
Actualmente es mejor que el cielo.
Because even in the heavenly planet, they still must die. Even in the heavenly planets, the demons sometimes attack. We have heard many stories in the Bhagavatam how the demigods are driven out of the heavenly planets by the demons.
Escuchamos muchas historias en el Shrimad-Bhagavatam y cómo los demonios atacan los planetas celestiales.
So a devotee is transcendental actually to heaven and hell completely.
Así que el devoto es trascendental completamente al cielo.
We have never heard the demons attacking Goloka Vrindavan.
Escuchamos que los demonios atacaron Goloka Vrindavan.
By force, the demons can enter the heavenly planets, you see.
Los demonios pueden entrar en los planetas celestiales.
But they cannot enter the transcendental realm. The transcendental realm is demon-proof. No demons can live there. So what does that mean?
Eso es que significa.
Prabhus and Matajis.
Prabhus, Matajis.
And we means we have to stop being demons.
Tenemos que detener a los demonios.
Otherwise we can't enter there either. We have to give up this demonic mentality where I am thinking, yes, I am the Lord. I am the controller. I am great. I remember one story from Prabhupada's pastimes. He was talking with the temple commander in Los Angeles. Tamal Krishna Das Brahmachari. He said, there is this huge, vast spiritual existence. And in a small corner of that spiritual existence, there is the spiritual sky, the material sky. And in that material sky, there are unlimited universes. And in each and every universe there are unlimited planets. And one of those planets, in one particular universe, it is called planet Earth. And on that planet Earth there are many continents. And out of these many continents, there is one continent called North America. And in North America, there are several countries. And one of those countries is called the United States of America. In the United States of America, there are so many states.
Y en Estados Unidos hay muchas provincias, muchas
provincias. And California is one of those states.
California es una de estas,
and in California there are thousands of cities.
Y en California hay cientos de ciudades.
And one such city is called Los Angeles.
Y una ciudad se llama Los Ángeles.
And in that Los Angeles city there are so many thousands of streets.
Y en toda esa gran ciudad de Los Ángeles hay muchas calles.
And one street is called La Cienega Boulevard.
Y una de esas calles se llama
La Cienega.
La Cienega Boulevard.
And in La Cienega Boulevard there are so many buildings.
Y en La Cienega Boulevard hay muchos edificios.
The Hare Krishna Temple is one of those buildings.
Y uno de esos muchos edificios es el edificio de los Hare Krishna.
And in the Hare Krishna Temple there are so many devotees.
Y dentro del edificio de Hare Krishna hay muchos devotos.
And one of those devotees, his name is Tamal Krishna Das Brahmachari. And he is thinking, I am very big.
Y él está pensando, yo soy muy grande.
So in this way, Prabhupada showed him his position.
Así que Srila Prabhupada lo bajó de su posición.
You see, we think I'm very great.
Así que a veces pensamos, yo soy muy grande.
I have some position, I am guru, I am temple commander, I am this and that. We think of ourselves very big, you see. But as we are a little tiny speck of a speck of a speck of a speck. Therefore, instead of trying to be a big shot, we should simply try to become the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. That's how to become great.
Así nos volveremos grandiosos.
Vishnu Jan Swami told me one thing that Prabhupada had said.
Vishnu Swami me contó alguna vez que Srila Prabhupada le dijo a él.
Srila Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Le preguntó a Srila Prabhupada, usted siempre dice todas las glorias a Srila Prabhupada.
But why don't you become glorious? Prabhupada said, but why don't you become glorious? You see, that is the actual glorification of the spiritual master. Because a tree is judged by its fruit. So if the fruit is rotten, what will they think of the tree? So if I'm a rotten disciple, you see,
así que un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada,
then I'm not glorifying my spiritual master by my practical activities. If I am a rotten disciple, then I am not glorifying my spiritual master by my activities. I should not be a disgrace.
Yo no puedo estar en desgracia.
I should become a glorious disciple.
Yo debo ser un discípulo glorioso.
So then people see me and they think, well, if the disciple is that good, how great must the spiritual master be?
Así que la persona que mira al discípulo debe ser, wow, si ese discípulo es tan bueno, ¿qué tan más grande debe ser su maestro espiritual?
So in this way we should not be in the mode of ignorance.
Así que de esta manera no debemos estar en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
If you're sleepy, stand up.
Si están durmiendo, por favor, párense.
If you're falling asleep hearing the Bhagavatam, you can stand up.
Si se están durmiendo en la clase de Bhagavatam, párense.
This is not a time for sleeping.
Este no es un momento para dormirse.
This is a time for hearing.
Este es un momento para escuchar.
Do you know what the result is of quality hearing?
¿Saben cuál es el resultado cualitativo de escuchar?
Prabhupada taught us this very poignant lesson. Poignant means potent, very potent lesson.
Srila Prabhupada dice que esta es una lección muy potente.
And when Prabhupada, before his diksha, he was a pharmaceutical businessman.
What
he was a what do they call it, a druggist or a chemist, a pharmacist. So he took the opportunity when Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura was doing Vrindavan Parikrama. He went there to hear Guru Maharaj speak. But Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura speaks in very, very erudite English. Big, big words.
Sí.
Grandes palabras.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura hablaba con unas palabras muy categóricas.
The materialistic demeanor cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat.
Así que lo...
You can't translate it. Very big, grandes, the materialistic demeanor. Attitude
De una modalidad
cannot possibly stretch
no pueden, agrandarlo
to the transcendental autocrat. The point is muy difícil. In English it's muy difícil.
Es muy difícil.
In Espanol it's difícil to translate to Spanish also.
En español es difícil también traducir en inglés.
Even to understand it in English is difficile.
Incluso entender en inglés es complicado.
So, in the lectures in the evening time,
así que una lección de la mañana,
you could go for darshan or you could go for the lecture.
Así que tiene que venir al darshan y a la clase.
So, almost all the devotees, they would skip the lecture and they would go for darshan. They cannot understand what Guru Maharaj is saying.
O sea, tiene que, no pueden entender el darshan y la clase.
Only a few sannyasis would hear the lecture, you see. Plus, one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad. His name was Abhay Charande. He would go and hear Guru Maharaj. He said, I would understand or I would not understand.
Él dijo, entiendo, pero no entiendo.
But still I would go on hearing.
Pero así todo voy a seguir escuchando.
He would always ask, when is Guru Maharaj going to speak?
Él siempre preguntaba, ¿cuándo Guru Maharaj va a hablar?
So, sometime later, the devotees in Allahabad,
así que un tiempo más tarde, los devotos,
they recommended to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur,
le recomendaron a Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur,
that we would like to recommend this Abhay Charan Day for initiation.
Recomendamos a Abhay Charan para la iniciación.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said,
y Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur dijo,
yes, I will then give him Diksha.
Sí, a él le voy a dar iniciación.
Because he hears very nicely.
Porque él escucha muy bien.
The others go away, but he sits and he hears very nicely.
Los demás se levantan y se van, pero él no, él se queda escuchando.
So, this was his first recognition from his spiritual master.
Ese es su primer reconocimiento de su maestro.
That he was very, very, very eager to hear.
Que era muy, muy buen oyente.
Even if there was no comprehension, still he would go on hearing.
Incluso si no había una gran comprensión, él incluso se quedaba escuchando.
So Prabhupada told us this.
Así que el Prabhupada dijo esto.
He said, because I have heard very nicely, now I can speak very nicely. So, do you want to be a potent preacher who can attract many people to join this movement? Who can have a powerful impact on the planet Earth by purely and powerfully giving the message of Bhagavad Gam just as it is? No es difícil. Es muy fácil. You simply have to hear.
Simplemente tienes que escuchar.
Bhagavatam class is not a time to sleep.
El tiempo de la clase de Srimad Bhagavatam no es un tiempo de dormir.
It's a time to be very, very eager to hear.
Es un tiempo para estar muy, muy atento.
Not in one ear, not the other ear.
No de una manera que entre por acá y salga por
acá. You take it through your ears, into your heart, deep into your heart.
Tiene que entrar por los oídos y penetrar muy, muy, muy profundo en su corazón.
And by this hearing, you become awakened in Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasta prayeshvabhadeshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by serving the spiritual master, who is the living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam, great service is done. And by this, all that is inauspicious within your heart becomes almost totally destroyed. And then, from that platform, the Brahma Bhuta stage, then you can achieve pure Prema Bhakti. So do you want to get out of the misery of the material existence? Do you want to taste bliss at every minute? Do you want to be swimming in an ocean of ecstasy at every second?
¿Quieren nadar en un océano de éxtasis a cada segundo?
Then simply, if so, then you become very keen to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Así que tienen que escuchar muy bien este Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because by this regular hearing of Bhagavatam,
porque por oír regularmente el Srimad Bhagavatam,
you will gradually be transformed from a neophyte devotee
gradualmente se van a transformar de unos devotos neófitos
into a great Paramahamsa.
En unos grandes Paramahamsas.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Así que voy a preguntar si hay alguna pregunta.
How would you explain all the day Krishna was killing so many demons in his pastimes?
¿Cómo explicas que Sri Krishna haya matado tantos demonios en sus pasatiempos?
What is it?
In Vrindavan, he killed so many. Because
Vrindavan, on this earth planet, there was many demons came from Kamsa's order, yes. Many demons on this material plane, yes. But they don't enter the spiritual sky, Devi.
Vrindavan on the earthly planet is also a spiritual, no?
Vrindavan on the Vrindavan on the earthly plane is also this spiritual world. That's a fact.
Es un hecho que el Vrindavan de este mundo material es también del mundo espiritual.
But Krishna has this desire to fight and kill demons.
Pero Krishna tiene un deseo de pelear y matar a los demonios.
Therefore, there has to be some demons on the earthly Vrindavan.
Por eso hay unos demonios.
Otherwise, how will Krishna get the chance to kill demons?
De otra manera, como Krishna tendría la oportunidad de matar a los demonios.
Prabhupada actually said it in a joking way. He said, Krishna, he wants to keep his body fit.
Krishna, Srila Prabhupada decía que de una manera como jugosa, que quería mantener su cuerpo en forma.
So he likes to fight with the demons.
Así que le gustaba pelear con los demonios.
Krishna likes a good workout.
A Krishna le gusta como estar en forma, entrenarse un poco.
Killing the Keshi demon, Finavarta demon. He loves killing these demons.
Le gusta matar a los demonios.
He had great fun subduing that Kaliya serpent. The Kaliya serpent. Can you imagine that pastime?
¿Se pueden imaginar ese pasatiempo?
Kaliya had hundreds of hoods.
Kali tenía un montón de,
and with each hood he was trying to bite and kill Krishna.
Pero cada vez que tenía, quería agarrar a Krishna.
And Krishna was dancing on these hoods as if he was dancing on a stage.
Krishna bailaba a través de todas sus cabezas como si estuviera bailando en un escenario.
Krishna never fell into Yamuna.
Krishna nunca se cayó en Yamuna.
He was able to perfect every time a hood came up, he could step in that hood. He was smashing Kali at the same time having a wonderful dance to show off to all the Brijabasis. Even before he jumped from the Kadamba tree, you know what he did?
¿Sabes lo que hizo antes de saltar del árbol?
He tightened his belt.
Se ató su cinturón.
Just like the actor, he adjusts his costume before he goes on the stage, you see.
Justo, exactamente igual que un actor, justo antes de realizar como una obra, se ata así su cinturón.
Krishna wanted to look very, he wanted to be dressed properly, so he looks very good when he's dancing in front of all the Brijabasis.
Krishna quería como que estaba muy hermoso para bailar delante de todos los Brijabasis.
So if you can just imagine what an amazing person he is.
Así que pueden imaginarse qué persona tan agradable es.
Have you ever seen anybody like Krishna?
Si alguna vez vieron a alguien tan agradable como Krishna.
There is nobody like Krishna.
No hay nadie como Krishna.
He's unparalleled.
Él no tiene paralelo.
He's one without second. A second.
El uno sin igual, sin ningún segundo.
His body is not subject to decay. His body doesn't get old and rotten.
Su cuerpo no envejece.
He has no beginning.
No tiene principio.
His form is endless.
Su forma es ilimitada.
He's the beginning of everything.
Él es el principio de todo.
But yet he possesses the beauty of a blooming youth.
Pero así todo posee una belleza siempre juvenil.
His eyes are blooming like lotus petals.
Sus ojos se parecen a los,
and his head is decked with a beautiful, an amazingly beautiful peacock feather.
Tiene una hermosa pluma de pavo real.
Round his neck is swinging a garland.
En su hermoso cuello cuelga una linda guirnalda.
Decorated with the moon locket.
Decorado.
Moon locket. The moon jewel.
Decorado como la joya de la luna.
His two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments.
Sus dos manos están adornadas con ornamentos y su flauta.
He always revels in pastimes of divine love.
Siempre está involucrado en sus pasatiempos amorosos con un amor divino.
In his youthful form known as Shyamasundara.
Y su hermosa forma como Shyamasundara.
Is eternally manifested.
Está manifestado eternamente.
He's herding the cows.
Él está ordeñando las vacas.
In abodes built with spiritual gems. In abodes built with spiritual gems.
Decoradas con gemas espirituales.
He's the supreme superstar.
Es la superestrella suprema.
And you can become his intimate friend.
Y ustedes pueden ser su amigo íntimo.
His intimate associate.
Su asociado íntimo.
You can associate with him constantly at every minute.
Ustedes pueden estar asociados con él eternamente a cada segundo.
You simply have to awaken your feelings of love for Krishna. That's
solo
all you have to do.
Que tienen que hacer es despertar sus sentimientos de amor por Krishna.
Then at every minute you will have Krishna's personal association.
Y a cada minuto tendrán la asociación personal de Krishna.
So are there any questions more?
Así que hay alguna otra pregunta.
Yeah.
Cuando cantamos el Mahamantra,
when we are chanting Hare Krishna,
nos comunicamos con Krishna mientras él hace pasatiempo, él nos escucha.
We chant Hare Krishna. She has Krishna hears us when he is practicing some pastimes.
Krishna, what's it?
When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna hears us when he is
practicing
his pastimes.
Krishna hears you, yes.
Sí, Krishna te escucha.
Krishna hears you chanting, yeah.
Krishna te escucha cantar.
When he is doing his own pastimes.
Huh?
She's asking if she, when he is doing his own pastimes.
Yes, Krishna can do his pastimes and he can hear you also, both at the same time.
Las dos cosas, puede hacer sus pasatiempos y escucharte al mismo tiempo.
Krishna is not limited like you.
Krishna no es limitado como tú.
You can do only one thing at a time, you see.
Tú solamente puedes hacer una cosa a la vez.
But Krishna is the supreme multitasker.
Pero Krishna es como el supremo realizador de multitareas.
Even a computer cannot do multitasking.
Ni siquiera una computadora puede hacer tantas tareas.
It gives the illusion of multitasking.
Tiene la ilusión de una de múltiples tareas.
But Krishna is the true multitasker.
Pero Krishna es el real realizador.
He can do millions and billions of things simultaneously.
Puede hacer millones y millones de cosas al mismo tiempo.
He can be having loving pastimes with Radharani and the gopis. Totally absorbed in Radharani's wonderful, loving relationship. And at the same time, he's fully cognizant of everything you're thinking, speaking, and doing.
Pero al mismo tiempo está totalmente consciente de cosas, de cada cosa que tú hablas, piensas y dices.
That is God.
Eso es Dios.
So you better be careful what you think, speak, and do.
Así que ten cuidado con lo que piensas y haces.
Krishna is noting everything.
Krishna está consciente de todo.
And if you do nonsense,
y si haces como tonterías,
there is someone else who is noting it.
Alguien más lo va a notar.
His name is Yamaraj.
Su nombre es Yamaraj.
So don't do nonsense.
Así que no hagan tonterías.
Only do things that are pleasing to Krishna.
Solo hagan cosas que complazcan a Krishna.
Only say things that are pleasing to Krishna.
Solo las cosas agradables que complazcan.
And only think things that are pleasing to Krishna.
Ah, solo las cosas agradables que solo piensen cosas agradables de Krishna.
And next question.
La próxima pregunta.
Yeah.
Cuando los devotos, por ejemplo, dicen de que uno puede, cuando hace actividades, que eso pueden hacer de que uno tome un cuerpo de un animal, por ejemplo, como comer parado o cosas así. O comer parado dice que uno después va a nacer como caballo, algo así. Entonces, ¿qué determina el próximo cuerpo si esas como actitudes o el canto del Mahamantra, porque siempre todos los devotos dicen eso, como...
No entendí muy bien la pregunta, que si uno come parado va a tener un cuerpo de caballo.
Es que, ¿qué determina en realidad en sí el cuerpo que uno va a tener en la próxima vida?
Ah.
Porque si es el Mahamantra, pero por otro lado los devotos dicen, oye, si tú comes parado
what determines your next body?
Your next body is determined by what you are thinking about at the time of death.
Lo que va a determinar tu próximo cuerpo es lo que pienses en el momento de la muerte.
In other words, what is the most important thing in your mind?
En otras palabras, ¿qué es lo más importante que está rondando tu mente?
What do you naturally think about as your most desirable thing?
O sea, de una manera natural, ¿qué es tu cosa más deseable?
You think about eating.
Tu cosa más deseable es comer.
Think about sleeping.
Tu cosa más deseable es como.
You think about mating.
Como ponerse.
You think about defending.
Está pensando.
Or do you think about Krishna?
O estás pensando en Krishna.
Whatever is most dear to you.
Lo que es más querido para ti.
Throughout your life, that's what your mind will think of at the time of death. And that thought will carry you to your next body. Therefore, we have to cultivate that Krishna is the dearmost thing in my life at every minute.
Por eso acá, segundo, tenemos que meditar en que Krishna es lo más querido para mí.
There's nothing more, there's no one more dear than Krishna.
No hay nadie más querido que Krishna.
Always we have to cultivate that mood at every day, at every minute.
Siempre a cada segundo, a cada momento, tenemos que cultivar ese amor, esa mentalidad de amor.
Because with that mood,
porque de ese modo,
the time of death, you will go to Krishna.
En el momento de la muerte, van a ir con Krishna.
If you're thinking of your dog,
si piensan en su perro,
you will take birth as a dog.
Van a nacer como un perro.
So don't think of your dog.
Así que no piensen en su perro.
Think of Krishna.
Piensen en Krishna.
In this way, train yourself.
Y de esta manera entrénense.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everything Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, todo Krishna.
You use the example of dog. If somebody is thinking about the wife or the son, they'll have to come back also like that.
If you think about your wife, you'll come back as a woman. Yes. If you think of your husband, you'll come back as a man.
Ella pregunta del mismo modo que el esposo piensa en la esposa, la esposa piensa en el esposo en el momento de la muerte. Y Maharaj dice, si piensas en tu esposa vas a nacer como una mujer, y si piensas en tu esposo en el momento de la muerte vas a nacer como un hombre.
I remember when those miners, the Chilean miners, were trapped under the ground. The miners were trapped.
Ah, los mineros que quedaron atrapados aquí en las minas de Chile.
When they came out, what were they chanting?
Cuando salieron de ahí, ¿qué es lo que estaban cantando?
Chile, 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 Chile.
Chile, 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 Chile.
So they will take birth in Chile in their next life.
Así que su próximo día van a nacer en Chile.
But one of the miners.
Pero uno de los mineros.
He got down on the ground and said, "Thank you, God, for delivering me from the mine." Only one miner prayed, you see.
Solamente uno de todos esos mineros se arrodilló y dio las gracias. Gracias, Dios, por sacarme de esa mina.
So we have to be like that miner who prayed, you see.
Así que tenemos que ser como ese minero que rogaba a Dios.
Not like those miners are going, Chile, 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 Chile.
Chile, Chile, Chile.
You see? Because whatever you cultivate is the most dear thing.
Porque lo que ustedes cultivan como lo más
precioso, that's what you get.
Eso es lo que van a tener.
So they will take birth again in Chile.
Así que otra vez van a tener que nacer en Chile.
But it's not guaranteed as a human being, okay?
Pero no hay ninguna garantía que como ser humano.
Because they are eating carne, they're eating meat regularly.
Porque ellos comen carne regularmente.
That means they'll take birth as animals in Chile and be slaughtered and eaten.
Así que van a nacer como animales en Chile para ser comidos.
So you have to be careful what you cultivate.
Así que tienen que ser cuidadosos con eso que cultivan.
Because whatever you cultivate in your mind, that's what you'll get.
Porque todo eso que ustedes cultiven en su mente es lo que van a obtener.
Es muy, muy, muy importante to always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna at every minute, any minute.
Es muy, muy importante. Siempre piensen en Krishna y nunca lo olviden por un segundo.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yeah.
Vemos ejemplos de las escrituras. Vemos ejemplos, por ejemplo, en Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We see some examples in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Que muchos devotos o muchas entidades vivientes se volvieron merecedoras de Prema Bhakti.
That many, many living entities and devotees come get Krishna Prema Bhakti. Krishna Prema Bhakti.
Jagai Madai.
Jagai Madai.
¿Cómo uno puede volverse merecedor? ¿Cómo uno puede obtener esa misericordia de Sri Nityananda?
How one can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya?
They get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Ellos obtuvieron la misericordia del Señor Chaitanya.
The secret technique of how to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
El secreto de cómo obtener la misericordia del Señor Chaitanya.
Is to fully surrender to His order.
Es rendirse completamente a su orden.
Jarite katari kaha Krishna upadesh amara gayu guru hoyutari desh. You must deliver the people of this country.
Deben darle este conocimiento a la gente de esta.
You must become guru.
Deben volverse gurus.
By taking up this preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya as your only business.
como volviendo su único trabajo la predica y la misión del Señor Chaitanya.
That my mission is to see that these people here in Chile go back to Godhead. I have to try to make the whole country Krishna conscious.
Mi único pensamiento debe ser que toda esta gente de Chile tengo que predicarles y tienen que ser conscientes de Krishna.
By taking this anxiety upon yourself of saving these poor people of this country from the cycle of birth and death, Lord Chaitanya will be unlimitedly pleased with you and give you unlimited mercy.
Si se ponen ustedes como esta mochila de esta destrucción del Señor Chaitanya, es su único pensamiento de liberar a las personas de los repetidos ciclos de nacimientos y muertes, el Señor Chaitanya va a derramar ilimitadamente misericordia sobre ustedes.
And besides that,
y además de eso,
it's fun.
Es muy divertido.
To live a life simply eating, sleeping, mating, defending, it's the most boring thing you could ever do.
Lo más aburrido que hay es dormir, comer, defenderse y aparearse.
A human being cannot be satisfied living like an animal.
Un ser humano no puede vivir feliz ni contento viviendo como un animal.
Simply eating, sleeping, mating and defending. I mean, it's just a miserable existence.
Es una miseria muy una existencia muy miserable.
So to get that special mercy of Gorongo,
así que tengan la misericordia especial de
Gorongo, you must become a spiritual revolutionary.
Tú tienes que ser un revolucionario.
You must dedicate your life for saving the people of planet Earth.
Tienes que tener en mente que tú vas a salvar a todo el mundo en este planeta Tierra.
From their suffering in the karma chakra.
Tienes que liberarlos de este karma chakra.
And then you will get unlimited mercy from Gauranga.
Luego van a tener una misericordia ilimitada de Gauranga.
He will give you that Gaura Shakti.
Él les va a dar Gaura Shakti.
For attracting the people to his movement.
Para atraer a la gente a este movimiento.
All right, so we'll stop here. Any unanswered questions, bring them tonight for Prabhupada night. So we thank you very much. Muchas gracias, Prabhus. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.